Okay. So it says we need to introduce ourselves. My name is Matthew, and I am 14.
What's your last name?
Blade.
I always said Tedeschowski.
Today is Saturday, September 29th, and I'm speaking with my grandma and grandpa.
What year is it?
And it's 2018. Yeah.
This is important if it's gonna, you know, be looked at years later.
Okay. So
my name is Mickey Blade. I was born Mickey Lynn Harms. And I am currently 65 years old. I was born on June 10th,
1953. And I'm Eric Woodbury Blade. I'm 62 years old. I was born on June the 20th, 1955. And since it's, yes, I guess that makes me 63, doesn't it? And I'm your grandfather.
Okay, what was your childhood like?
I'm the oldest of seven children, so my childhood was spent babysitting a lot of the time. But overall, my childhood was fun. I don't have any complaints.
And Grandpa, what was your childhood like?
Well, I was the second of seven children. We moved around a few times. I was born in Whittier, then we moved to Hacienda Heights, then we moved to when I was in fifth grade, we moved to Santa Paula for a year, and then Ventura for a year. Then we moved back to Hacienda Heights, and we stayed here. So I went to high school here. I met your grandmother in high school. We had a terrific time. But, you know, my dad was always looking for he was always looking for a better job, it seemed, and that's why we moved from one place to another. But had a lot of good memories. We had a lot of fun, especially with so many brothers and sisters.
Okay.
You were the third child.
Tell me about your grandparents.
I didn't really know my grandparents at all. The only grandparent I knew was my mother's mother. She was a very sweet lady. She worked in a bakery. And every day when she came home from work, she'd bring home the broken cookies to all of us. And that's the thing I remember the most about my grandmother.
And Grandpa, what was your grandparents like?
Well, I guess first I have to say I was the third child. I was the second son. But my grandparents, I never met my grandparents on my mother's side, the Woodbury side. They passed away before I was born. But on the Blade side, there was Beta Blade and William Blade. They lived in Whittier and were there the whole time that I was growing up. We used to have family reunions on Christmas, Thanksgiving, that type of thing. They were very friendly. Grandpa had an incredible sense of humor. He used to tease me because I guess I talked a little loud, and so instead of calling me Eric, he would call me Earache, and I didn't understand why everyone would laugh every time he'd say, "Earache, come over here." So he had a fun sense of humor, that's all I can think of right now.
And last question, what was the worst thing you remember about my father ever doing when he was a child?
The worst thing I remember is he is very adventurous, and so he would always make up little plays and little acts and film himself doing them with his brothers and sisters, and I was always afraid that he was going to do some crazy Batman or a superhero stunt thing where he was going to get himself really hurt.
Okay, and Grandpa, what's the worst thing you remember about my dad?
Your dad was a very good oldest son to have. He always took that very seriously. He was trying to set examples with his younger brothers and sisters and always taking the lead. Sometimes he went too far. He didn't have a lot of common sense sometimes as far as being safe. I used to tell him, when you're thinking about jumping across this chasm, across a cliff, and you're thinking, oh, I can do it, just remember, it will break your mother's heart and she will die miserable and heartbroken if you fall. But he didn't do anything seriously wrong. He did some stupid things. I remember he wanted really badly one time to highlight his hair with yellow blonde highlights in it. And we spent a lot of money to do that, more than we had. And then we did it, and then he went, and then he dyed his hair blue afterwards. He dyed his hair blue, and then he thought, oh, this would just wash out. And we said, this doesn't wash out. And he was all upset because then his hair was blue, and the yellow highlights we put were blue. And
it turned green.
And then it turned green. So, I mean, that's not a terrible thing to do, but I remember I thought that was stupid when he did that. What a waste of money that was. I guess I could tell you about the time he's done things like, okay, for some reason, Grandma is waving at me, says, don't say that, don't say that. So I don't know what she has in mind.
He was the perfect son. He was the perfect son.
Okay. That's it. Yay.
Okay.